Can I ask you a question, Dave?
Yeah, go on.
About something I know nothing about.
What's that?
But I believe that we are present on Facebook. Is that how you say it?
We have a Facebook group. So this is a thing that happens with podcasts. This, the Dum Dum Club is a very popular podcast you've been on. I've been on. Phone Hacks is another one. I've been on that. You haven't been on that yet. But
that scares me.
You don't have a lot of social media.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of...
Nick Capper.
Yeah.
And Mike G. Anyway, We have Facebook groups where fans of the shows get on and talk about the shows and get extra information, and they get to interface with the actual talent. Well, you're not on there, but I'm on there. Right. And I could also pass on messages from you. I could ring you on your landline and get you on there live one day. We could have a live question session with Glenn Robbins.
You could do something. Oh, really?
Well, maybe one day. Anyway, get on there and there's extra information, and you can talk to other people that are listening to the podcast and make suggestions. Yeah, just go to Facebook and you'll search Somehow Related. And you'll find a Facebook group.
Go out and have a life.
Well, have a life.
Away from Facebook.
The Facebook, but Facebook's, you know.
What's it doing to us all?
Oh, I heard the greatest story. I did this gig the other day. I sat next to a guy who went on tour in Malaysia. He's like a doctor. And he met the guy who's in charge of the internet in Malaysia. And he said
There's one guy.
Really smart guy who wore a baseball cap backwards, and the government found him, and he was like an internet genius. And so they said, well, you're going to be in charge of our internet. And so he used to sit in a basement every day, and there's just all the internet. He goes, all internet in Malaysia comes through this basement, everything. And the guy said there were labels on cable saying Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And he goes, and there was a big cable. And he goes, see this? Internet in Malaysia. And he goes, sometimes I get bored. And he pulled the cable out. He goes, internet gone.
Internet back on.
Sometimes I get bored. All throughout this gig, he just kept looking at me. And he goes, off. Sometimes I get bored. My son Googled. He couldn't find any news. I said, this guy was like older than us. I know, he wouldn't lie about this. Why would he lie about meeting the guy who runs the internet in Malaysia?
I just didn't think people like that existed.
Yeah.
Like, you went to the place where the cloud is, didn't you?
No, I've done a gig for the people that own the cloud. Yeah. But the cloud's spread out everywhere. The cloud's
Yeah, but there are places where...
The cloud is.
The cloud is where... Yeah, I didn't, you know...
Yeah.
And now there's a person in Malaysia who's in... So have we got a bloke in Australia who's equivalent?
No. No, because they want... Malaysia's a religious country and quite strict. They want to control stuff.
So what are we getting? We're getting...
As privatised.
But surely we know... Because they know where I am.
Yeah, yeah. There'd be several places that would know stuff. But in Malaysia, it's one guy. China would have several people like that, hundreds of people like that doing that same thing. Because they stop certain stuff coming in on the internet.
Because there's a hack thing going around at the moment that I just got on a newsletter that says that if you don't send us $800, we're going to let... Because they're saying they got video of you on camera.
Yeah.
From the...
Believe
that. On your computer.
That's true. I tell you, go get the money out now and I'll give it to them. Yeah, don't fall for that.
Interested in new books? Subscribe to Chapter One. Chapter One is a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Each episode, you'll hear the first chapter of a new release book from top publishers. Subscribe and listen to Chapter One, a new podcast with me, Nellie Thomas. Search for Chapter One where you're listening now.